right, welcome in everybody to the last episode of Let's Get Local here before the year ends. That's right, we'll be off next week, the 24th. But we have a great show for you today here from the Solidarity Realty Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, right on University Ave. Again, thanks to Darcy and the team at Solidarity Realty for being such a strong partner of the station and Civic Media. You're listening to us on WTTN 1580 AM, 92.7 FM Double Radio, and also the stream, maybe the Civic Media app, or you're catching the Facebook Live, however you get the show. We appreciate you being with us each and every Saturday for stories about local businesses and organizations. Right now, we start today's program with a friend from Dane by Local and in the community. It's Brad from Boulder's Climbing Gym to tell us about the latest and what's happening at Boulder's. Brad, how are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm glad to be back here at the station good to talk with you this morning. Tell people a little bit about Boulder's Climbing Gym and your locations here in the Madison area.
Boulder's Climbing Gym, we just turned 26 on November 23rd and we turned 4 on November 23rd. Our original location on Route 30 and Stoughton Road has been there since 1996, November 23rd that year. And in 2018, we opened our downtown location on the outer square on the corner of Carroll and Doty, November 23rd of 2018. So just celebrated our birthday, having lots of fun still. So all good.
That's fun. Those milestones as a business owner, what are those like when you're the one that started something and created something when it was just an idea? What is it like to see it get to those milestones?
It's really gratifying. It's more than the years, it's the people. You know, when I think back over the years, I think of the people who've met and become best friends, who've met and married, the kids who've come out of that. Some of those kids now work in our gym. You know, a good chunk of our team, our management team, started with us as team kids. Now they're in their late 30s, some of them, and they've been with us for over 20 years. So it's really gratifying to have that depth and breadth of community that goes back over that time to remember, because it's not just selling widgets all that time. It's being with people all that time, and a lot of those people are still around. So that's really great.
We're talking with Brad from Boulder's Climbing Gym. The website is bouldersgym.com. Brad just mentioned two locations in Madison. Brad, when you opened the second location, what has that done for the business? Has it allowed you a more connection to the community, more people to come into the gym? What was the reasoning for opening that second location?
Well, we were one of the first 20 climbing gyms in the U.S., first 20 commercial climbing gyms, that is. And we opened on the corner of Route 30 and Stoughton Road. And we didn't know that we did some things really right and we did some things really wrong. I mean, there were no models. Basically, we were making it up as we went along. And we built a gym that was fairly small very quickly realized we needed another one. It took us a lot of years to do that. And the second location just really helped. We more than doubled the business. You know, downtown is super vibrant. The majority of the people who climb there walk there. It's a very dense urban neighborhood, and we get a lot of students and a lot of people who live in the high rises around there. I live in one of the high rises nearby, for example, and it's just become this nice community hub. And we have a downtown vibe and we have our east side vibe, where more of our programming goes on, where more of our kids programs happen. And that has a slightly different mix to it. But we've done a lot of upgrades in the last 4 years to the east side to bring it up to par to the downtown gym. And so, yeah, we're proud of both locations, and they have their own kind of niche in town.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So you've really enhanced the business with that extra location and just providing people in Madison and the Madison area more opportunities to participate with you in the gym. Let's talk about climbing, Brad. You're a climber. Tell people a little bit about your background and why you decided to start this business and bring it here to Madison.
I'm really fortunate. I've been able to make almost every dollar in my life in the outdoor industry, specifically working with climbing. I made my avocation my vocation. Started very young. I learned to rappel when I was 9. I started rock climbing shortly after. Very old school style of rock climbing. Wasn't long. When I was in my early teens, I began climbing big mountains across North America, and those took me to mountains in South America and Europe and Asia. And spent a lot of my early 20s traveling to big mountains all over the world. And about that time, the sport of rock climbing was undergoing a lot of changes. The focus was more on difficulty than getting to the tops of things. And so the sport of sport climbing was started. That takes place on cliffs like at Devil's Lake. and boulders that you see around Devil's Lake are Governor Dodge. And a group of us wanted to get strong for rock climbing. So we started a climbing co-op in Verona. We converted a 140-year-old stoneware barn into a training facility. We had about 50 members that all paid dues, and we had a labor requirement and a social requirement, and had a really great community there. But we did that for 4 or 5 years and realized we could open a commercial climbing gym. And so that's what we did. Haven't regretted it since. Been able to make my living in the sport that I love. So it's in the community that I love. So no downsides here.
What about climbing for people that are new to it, Brad? What going into boulders, I've never done it before. What is the experience like? What can I expect from you and the staff?
You know, we try to have a really wide gateway to the sport. We're here to be advocates for it. You know, so whichever gym you go into, if you go to the east side, you have the option to get on ropes or our auto belay systems over there. So a staff member will help you choose your shoes and get your harness on and give you instruction on how to work the auto belays for your first time there, and also how to boulder, which is climbing very close to the ground without ropes. And then you just begin. You know, the interesting thing is that the body remembers. You know, we actually unlearn how to climb as we grow older. Kids climb more naturally. Animals, of course, climb naturally. And somewhere around 5 or 6 years old, we kind of unlearn how to climb, but very quickly you learn how to do it again and climb efficiently. And it's a fun sport in that it creates fitness as you're having a lot of fun. And most of the time that curve follows along nicely. You gain strength, you gain fitness, and you gain ability, and you keep climbing harder. So it becomes super addictive. And not to mention, it's a very social sport and a very social way to get fit. It's not like being at a weightlifting space and having your own private space and lifting weights. It's like, you know, being climbing and asking the guy or gal next to you, how did you do that? How do you get up that? That's really interesting the way you did that. Teach me how to do that. And everyone's happy to share the secrets. So it's very social, very engaging, and has a very easy gateway to getting in.
Brad Wirtz of Boulders Climbing Gym with us this morning here to start Let's Get Local. The website is bouldersgym.com. Brad, you mentioned some of the kids programming before. You have something for the winter break. Is that camp still open? Can people still register for that, or is that closed at this point?
That's a good question. We normally sell out on our camps. You know, we do have capacity issues. We're eagerly trying to build another gym here to address that. But they do tend to close out, and I don't have our current enrollment status. So call, I would, or email us, and we'll try to fit you in. But yeah, our winter break, our spring break, and our summer camps almost always sell out to the walls. And if we're not sold out today, sign up quick. That's the way it goes.
What about other events that you host in the space for people? So, I mean, tell people about the different ways they can participate. They can sign up for a membership. Can they drop in and try it? Can they have a group come? Like, what are all the opportunities for them to participate at the gym?
All of the above. Yeah, we have memberships, but you can come and buy day passes. We have 10 punch passes. Groups and parties, birthday parties are great. It's interesting because we have a lot of kids' birthday parties, and the parents are like, can we do this too? And I'm like, well, our average customer's in their 30s, makes a lot of money. You know, so we're an adult sport that has capacity for kids, basically. But the birthday parties are super popular for kids or adults, corporate team building, corporate events, field trips, all kinds of events to get people in. We do have parties. We have member appreciation parties. We have those every few months, or if not more often. We have climbing competitions. We bring in people from all over the Midwest and even all over the world to participate in our climbing competitions. We're very activity-based, very event-based. So just get plugged in and get signed up, and you get word every month of all the new things that are happening.
One other thing that they do at Boulders Climbing Gym, Brad, that I have to ask you about, which I really appreciate, is you have a monthly Climb for a Cause partnership. Tell us about Underdog Pet Rescue and, in general, why you started doing this Climb for a Cause.
Climb for a Cause is a way to give back. At the first day of every month and throughout the month after, we have a cause for the month. And the Climb for a Cause day, like you mentioned, Underdog Pet Rescue, we just did one with Wild Berries. We've done a lot with the Boys and Girls Club. We've done a lot with Dane County Best Dane or Deus, basically. Sorry, fumbled the acronym there. But Deus, we've done a number of different organizations, and we do a different one every month. And basically, people can come in and get a half price intro pass, which includes rental equipment, and all the funds that day, the first day of every month, go to that month's recipient. So two recent ones again were Wild Berries and Underdog Pet Rescue, but we've had many this year and many over the years. And we just basically raise money and give it back. And in turn, the organization gives us a shout out, and it works out to be really mutually beneficial. And I know a lot of people who only come to the gym on the first day of the month, and they call it their date night or night with friends or just their tradition. And that's great. We're happy to take those funds and give them back to the community. And those tie really closely with our Climb for Community initiative, which is another initiative we have that's similar. And before I take up all the airspace, maybe I should let you ask a question, but I'd love to talk about that too.
No, please, Brad, talk about those things. I love the way local businesses find creative ways to get back to community. So continue, please.
Our Climb for Community initiative is a way to have a sliding scale membership in the gym. So we have many members who pay more. Some members pay up to $200 a month for memberships at Boulders, so that other people can pay less, basically. And this is a premium membership. Whether you're a Climb for Community member that pays $5 a month or you pay $200 a month, you get the same benefits, which are enhanced benefits. You get extra guest passes, a deeper discount in the pro shop. And it just is a way of giving back internally. A lot of our fundraising or a lot of our events have a Climb for Community focus. And, we know that, fitness and recreation is expensive. If you look at, many activities in town, indoor cycling, yoga, Pilates, boxing, they cost about $140 a month, and our memberships don't cost that much, but still they're out of reach for many. And we believe that climbing should be accessible. So our Climb for Community initiative helps make it more accessible for people who otherwise wouldn't be able to afford it. And it helps people who want to give back to their community do it in a meaningful way. That closes the loop in a space that they love. So it's been a win-win-win for everybody, and we're super excited that it's going well.
Brad, Boulders Climbing Gym, thanks so much. We'll be back here in just a minute on Let's Get Local.
Someday at Christmas, there'll be no wars when we have learned what Christmas is for. When we have found what life's really worth, there'll be peace on earth.
You know, we always got to have Stevie here on Let's Get Local. And you know what Stevie always does is he always works in these really impactful messages, regardless of what the song is about, the title of it is. This one's Someday at Christmas, and about a whole lot more than Christmas, although theme for Christmas. An incredible artist. You know, another area here in, right in our little neck of the woods, where you can find great artistry is at our next guest's gift shop online, where you can connect and get gift boxes, support local artisans, and that's our friend Jarena from J&J Gifts and More. Jarena, welcome you to the program now. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jason. I'm good. Thank you for having me today.
So it's been a little while since we talked to you here on the show. Tell our audience, J&J Gifts and More. How are things going, and how are you getting products to people these days?
So as many of you guys know, that we recently lost our store space in the early summer. So since then, we are completely online, but we are still in business because we do delivery, pickup, and ship products. One good thing happened, we shipped all over U.S. this year, and we covered all the states, so which is really proud. And we still carry a lot of our artisan products, along with supporting bigger clients, in helping them holiday gift boxes.
Yeah, I think the gift boxes were something that I thought was really a great idea and helpful, and you've done it so well. A lot of times gift boxes are people look at them and they're like, ah, oh, well, I don't know. Do I want a gift box? Do I want to create my own thing? You have customized options, but you also have gift boxes that you've created that seem to be enough variety. It gives people a lot of choices. So there's usually a right gift box for almost everyone.
Yeah, exactly. We have even for birthday, engagement, like even for our loss, if somebody is going through a troubled, hard time or going through a sickness, we have gift box for that also. And all the gift box in our website, which we already customized, even a customer wants to customize, they can just message us. We will move around the products and then we will reduce or add products. They can even customize. It's called semi-custom gift boxes.
You can find those at J&J Gifts and More. The website is jandjgiftsandmore.com. Drina, you've made the switch, like you said, going to all online. Now, there are some stragglers, right, for holiday shopping that might still need a gift. I know they've got to probably act quickly, but you did mention all these delivery options, also shipping options and ways you can get the gifts to people. So if they're looking to still get a gift for the holidays, they can still do it through you if they contact you right away.
Yes, right away. Yeah, they can text or email or contact via social media. Yes.
So different things you offer in the store too, which I think are interesting on your online store, is you have these hand-drawn maps. You have things that are very Wisconsin as well as some other things outside of that. Talk to people about some of those Wisconsin-only items that they can get.
Wisconsin only items, which are, like you said, like all the maps. We have even for supper club, snowmobile, which is very popular this year, ice hockey arena, and Wisconsin State Park and Forest, like who people want to go outdoor. So these are great gifts for people. And we have some customized wood all Wisconsin wall art. They can tell us like what color they want. We can help them to make get them. And we have stained glass, which is locally made. And we have cheese one, which is Wisconsin cheese. Stained glass, which is very popular this year, too.
Doesn't get any more Wisconsin than cheese, Drina. So glad to see you have that option for people as well.
Yes.
I know there are, you also have different beauty items and things that are kind of, I haven't, just some of the things I found at your store, I'll just say this, I haven't found it a lot of places. So I don't know how you have connected to find some of these suppliers that are very unique, but you really do have a unique offering. Tell people about some of those things that are maybe not so easy to find elsewhere, but they can find with you.
See, we listen to customers. We talk to customers. We do survey, and people tell us what they are looking for. So we create product accordingly. Our artisans who are local, they are very flexible. They talk to us. We connect all the time with our artists, and we create product according to our customer needs. That's why our products are unique, and it is not available anywhere else other than our store, some of the products, so which is unique to our store.
Another area that you guys have a wonderful supply and selection in is kitchen items, kitchen and dining items. And so some really great things here that, again, are very useful, but also very decorative and really spice up the space. Tell people about some of those options, too.
Yes, the one, since you mentioned the kitchen item, the one product from the kitchen item is very popular this year is the hand crocheted oven towel. When you say towel, it's wide, right? Like it's everybody use them. But one specialty is it's 85, Diane, who is making this, she's 85 years old. And she's super excited when we sell at least one towel of us. But we gladly sold more than 100 towels this year, actually. So she is she loves to crochet, and she cannot do anything much. So she sit and crochet all the time for us, the towels. She crochet only the towels. So it is very popular. And we have wooden coasters, wooden cutting boards are also locally made. These are a few popular items in our store for the kitchen.
Yeah, one other thing I wanted to mention as I looked at it were the soup bowl cozies with, you know, the winter coming and all of that. My mom loves the soup bowl cozies that we got for her last year. So a great selection of items, other gift items. You have to check out the website. It's J&J Gifts and More. and it's Jarena from J&J Gifts and More. Jarena, thanks so much for telling us a little bit about your store stopping in today and also for helping bring people gifts and joy throughout the year. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jason, for having me today.
We'll be back here on the other side of the break to talk with Supak, owner and founder of Evolution Financial. If you still need a gift, J&J Gifts and More. J, the letter N, J, giftsandmore.com. Back here at Let's Get Local, Jason Hafeman, happy to be with you each and every Saturday, except for next Saturday, of course. I already told you that. Taking the Christmas Eve day off, Pizza Box and I have already made the decision, the difficult decision, to not do shows, live shows, next Saturday. Sorry about that if you're really looking forward to one, but we'll replay this show. How's that? It's going pretty well. I like this show. And I like our guest today, including our next guest, who we have to thank for not only being a great person and a great local business and a great Dame by Local member, but also one of the sponsors of Let's Get Local. It's Sue Peck, Evolution Financial. Sue, thanks for making time for us today. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jason. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm glad to be here doing the show today, talking to wonderful people like yourself. What about things? We're coming up on the end of a very interesting year, right? In all areas, but especially in the financial industry. How have things been going for you?
We certainly are coming along at the end of the year, and it has been a really interesting year. Those markets have been mostly down this year, with a couple of months where they decided to pop back up and get people excited. So we'll see what the new year brings. There are a lot of predictions, but they're just that, predictions, and I don't think anybody actually has a working crystal ball.
Well, that is a very true and fair statement. It's been, I think, a difficult time. Like, all of us have looked at our accounts throughout the year, have seen those dips, have seen those changes. You have given sound advice to many people, but again, overall, the advice to people like myself and others is, you look at those accounts, those retirement accounts that you've set up for yourself and been putting money into, is what at this point?
At this point, I would say, well, there are a number of little tweaks that you might be able to do within your accounts. But for the most part, when it comes to how people are investing, I would make sure that you have a plan and that you stick to it. And if you've been working with a financial advisor, you've probably had some conversations around whether or not the investment mix that you have is right for you. And if you're starting to feel like that investment mix might not be right for you because you're feeling a little anxious or whatever the feelings might be, it could be worth having a talk with that financial advisor and making sure that it's still the right mix for you, or just having a good conversation and realizing that maybe sometimes you just need to talk these things out, and then you feel a little bit better and realize that staying on the path that you've been on is a good plan.
We're talking with the owner and founder of Evolution Financial, Sue Peck. The website is evolutionfinplan.com. If you're interested in connecting with Sue, you head to the website, schedule through the website. Best way to do that, to connect with Sue. Sue, one thing about you that is a little different is, well, there are a few things, but we're just going to talk about one. One of the things is that you are a certified life planner, correct? So tell people about what that is and why did you decide to get that certification for yourself?
Yeah, it's a registered life planner. And I decided to go that direction because it really is a different way of looking at people's goals and looking at people's lives. Oftentimes when people come to me, they have a lot of ideas in their minds about what other people think that their goals should be. And so they kind of say those back to me. I would like to retire at this age. I want to be able to send my kids to college. And I would like to do some traveling. And it's those deeper conversations that we can get through the process of life planning that really helps me understand what their actual goals are. And it helps them understand what their actual goals are. Oftentimes, you don't even know what those are when you're kind of walking through life. You don't realize what's truly important to you until you take the time to sit down and really, really think about it. It's a process that I went through myself. I went through the life planning process in October of 2020. And throughout all of that, I didn't realize, and partially it was because it was during a pandemic and I wasn't having this connection with friends, but I didn't realize that one of the most important things in my life is being able to spend time with friends and getting into those really deep conversations. And making sure that that's a priority in life has changed how I do things now. And it's changed how I spend money. It's changed how I plan my time. And these are things that, while it might not seem on the surface to really belong within a financial plan, really figuring out what has the most value to you starts to change how you spend your money. And that's what helps work it into a financial plan.
Sue, I think that's such a great point, especially talking about how we, you know, we're always just chugging along. And so very, very often or very infrequently do we take a step back and enough time to actually think about why are we doing all this chugging? Like what are the things that really matter? And what are we doing all of this for? My goodness. And it is good to kind of take a step back and think about it.
Absolutely. And it's really interesting sitting down with people to do these life planning sessions with them because they're so used to coming to a financial advisor who thinks they're really smart. And so that financial advisor is going to tell them all the information that they need to know, right? And then they come to see me, whether that's over Zoom or if it's in my office. And I'm not saying much. I'm giving them the space to actually say the things that they need to say and think through the thoughts that they never get the opportunity to really think through.
So one thing that we know is part of people's financial plan, also their financial future and security and everything else, is what they do for a living, how they make money. And during the last year, 2 years, almost 3 years, but more so in the last year or two, so many people have looked at what am I doing to make money and can I make a change here to improve my situation, either financially, emotionally, giving myself more time, whatever, finding a better fit. And that's part of the plan too, right? And you help people make those decisions and talk through those decisions as well.
Oh, exactly. And it goes back to what you were saying with, you know, we just keep chugging along and not figuring out why we're actually doing it. And so taking the time to really talk about what are the things that I really like about my life? What are the things that I would really like to change? What are the things that are that could possibly get in the way of getting to the life that I want to live? And if I go in this direction and potentially my income changes, how is that going to affect my long-term goals? How is that going to affect my lifestyle? And then really thinking about you know, sometimes I talk to people who maybe really want to retire a lot earlier than maybe other people because they just don't like their jobs. So talking through that conversation with, you know, is this the career for me? What if I went in a different career path? Maybe then you're not planning on retiring at 55. You're planning on retiring at 65 or 70 because you absolutely love what you're doing. You know, I talk to some of my clients who have changed their careers a little bit later on in life. And we're having those conversations around, well, how long do you think you're going to be doing this? And they're like, well, for as long as I possibly can, because I love it. So that can definitely change a financial plan. And it can definitely change your quality of life.
Change is something that sometimes we can see and plan for, like you said. And sometimes there are those more unexpected changes or things that we didn't see coming. Sue, I know that's a situation you've helped a number of clients through. Are some of these very abrupt sometimes? Sometimes they saw it coming, but sometimes they're very abrupt changes, which are life-changing, which are also income-changing. Tell people about that process and why that's so important for you to work with customers in that capacity.
I mean, one of the things that definitely fits this bill is when somebody goes through a divorce, right? So maybe they didn't see this coming. Maybe they had no idea. And suddenly they're seeing that their lifestyle is changing, their income is changing. They may have gotten a divorce settlement that they don't even know what the heck they're supposed to do with that. No, and how is that going to be incorporated in their lives? So that is certainly worth conversations. And part of those conversations is also involving who are you now that you are not with this person? what is the direction that you want to go? I mean, we've all been in these past relationships where we didn't realize how much we were compromising ourselves to be in the relationship because we thought the relationship was so much more important than anything else. And so when a relationship like that ends, you have to try and figure out who you are without that person and who do you want to be moving forward. You might be in a process of rediscovering this self that you lost many, many years ago. And what are you going to do with that person now that they're back? It's great to have them back. So how are we going to move forward with that? How are we going to look at the divorce settlement that you got as far as tax consequences and as far as how that's going to be incorporated in your life? Like all of these things that are things that need to be discussed.
And you're talking about a number of the things that can change financially in that situation. That's a whole separate group of items outside of all of the changes that might be going on from a personal standpoint, from, you know, you got to change where you live sometimes, you're changing. Oh, if you have kids, okay, there's all these other schedule changes, there's these other things that have to happen. So to have a partner to handle some of those bigger financial things like yourself, I think would be invaluable to people in situations like that.
Yeah, both a partner to talk through the financial situation and a partner to talk through some of those emotional changes. So everything plays with each other. You know, it all kind of incorporates with each other. And so it really is the whole conversation that we need to have.
We're talking with Sue Peck, owner, founder of Evolution Financial. EvolutionFinPlan.com is the website. If you're going through transitions, if you could need some help, Sue is a great person to check in with. Sue, another thing that sometimes can happen, right, is, you know, death in the family. You have inherited some money, and maybe you never had money like that before. What do you do? What do, you know, and a lot of people don't know what to do in those cases. Those are situations, too, where there's a whole lot of emotions going on, the big life change. There's a lot you're dealing with as a human being. So, again, having some help and some assistance on ensuring that legacy and doing something good with that money that someone left you is really important.
Absolutely. It's that feeling of wanting to honor the person who has left you, as well as how are you going to live your life moving forward? So how do you live with their memory and how do you change your life with what you have received, with what they have given you? On top of that, there's just all sorts of complications with where is this money coming from? How is this coming to you? Are there, again, tax consequences that you're dealing with? Are there, if it's an inherited IRA, do you need to take money on an annual basis? Do you have 10 years to take the money? There are a lot of new tax laws around that. But even then, you know, I think of one client who had a parent who passed away and they never knew that that parent was wealthy. That parent had been just scrimping and saving their whole life. And suddenly this person had all of this money that they had no idea that their parent had. And kind of going back to our earlier conversation, this person then used this to really, really change their life and change their job to a job that they absolutely loved. Turns out when they changed their job to a job that they absolutely loved, they tripled their income. So they had been putting off this decision because it had been so scary, but they ended up doing the job of their dream, tripling their income, and now having the ability to do so many more things because of this gift that they received from their parent. And so there were a lot of conversations around that. And of course, you know, you can do anything you want, but you can't do everything. So even if you have many millions of dollars, there are still certain things that are going to be a little bit outside of your reach. And those are conversations worth having as well.
Sue Peck, owner, founder, Evolution Financial. Sue, before I let you go, you got all your holiday shopping done?
Mostly. Okay. Mostly. I have one more gift that I know I need to give or get to buy. But for the most part, I believe I am done.
Okay.
Well, gosh, I hope so.
I mean, she's a financial planner, so you'd think she's got all that stuff figured out, right? I mean, she's used to planning things and being organized and all that good stuff. Sue, you're awesome. Thanks so much for being on the show. Thanks for supporting us. And thanks for helping people out there, especially in those transition times. Really valuable services that you provide. I always appreciate you. Head to Evolution Financial and evolutionfinplan.com to to schedule an appointment with Sue today.
Thank you, Jason.
That is Sue Peck, owner, founder, Evolution Financial. Again, evolutionfinplan.com. Sue, one of the best people you could ask to work with. And if you are in one of those situations, I would highly recommend it. We'll be back here on the other side of the break to wrap up the show. We're going to talk diamonds after this. Unless they have diamonds in them. Diamonds. You might want some diamonds for Christmas as we talk with our next guest from the Diamond Center. It's McKinsey joining us now to talk about the Diamond Center here with offices or locations in Janesville and Madison. McKinsey, thanks for wrapping up the show with us here today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about the Diamond Center. How have things been going? And are people heading into the shops here this holiday season?
Yeah, it's been great. We have our Santa money promotion going on right now, so people have been taking advantage of that and been busy.
So you mentioned the Santa money. Tell us what that is. I saw the billboard on the mm-hmm. Beltline. I'm seeing it on the website. What does the Santa money mean?
Yeah, so for every $300 you spend in store, you'll get $125 in Santa money. So you can use that right away on a second purchase, or it can be saved for up to 6 months and you can use it on something in the future, like Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, or birthday, something like that.
What a great promotion. And that's only at the Diamond Center? Just so we're
yes.
clear? Okay, got
yep.
it. Okay, so we know, McKinsey, tell us a little bit about the background of the Diamond Center. You have a location in Madison, you have the one in Janesville. Tell people a little bit about the background of the company itself.
Sure. Steve Sr. started the company in 1982. So we're celebrating 40 years this year, which is awesome. It's family owned. So now Steve Jr. kind of runs most of the stuff going on here. And yeah, it's been great. I mean, we've got two locations. We used to be in the mall in Janesville. Now we have a standalone store here in Janesville, and we have a standalone store in Madison. And yeah.
Well, congratulations on the 40 years. That's pretty remarkable and wonderful. What a nice milestone to reach. I've seen the photos. Now, I haven't been to the Janesville store. I've been to the Madison store, but I've seen the photos of the Janesville location. That's a beautiful building, a beautiful location. Tell us about that space.
Yeah, they designed it themselves. So it opened, I believe, like 7 years ago we opened here. And yeah, it's great. It has huge windows, lots of glass and shiny things to make the jewelry sparkle, which is awesome. It's a really neat store. We actually won like America's Coolest Jewelry Store a couple of years ago. So yeah.
That's fantastic. We're talking with McKinsey with the Diamond Center. The website is thediamondcenter.com. McKinsey, right now, people are looking for those last minute holiday gifts. If they want jewelry, what type of things do you have there? I know you guys say you have a biggest selection. Give us some ideas of some of the great items you have.
Yes. So we have a lot of engagement rings, wedding bands, stuff like that. But we also have a large selection of fine jewelry. So your pendants, diamond earrings, gemstone jewelry. We do have a lot of watches. We have Citizen, Movado, Tagwear, all that. We also have Pandora as well. Yep.
And watches have kind of made a comeback, right? I mean, I think everybody thought with, having phones on us all the time, watches were going to kind of go away a little bit, but it seems like people are really interested in having wristwatches again.
Yeah. Watches have been actually very popular this December. So our Tagwear watches especially have been popular. Those are only at our Janesville location, but you can also get them on our online on our website. So,
and what about the online shopping? Are you guys set up where basically people can see all of the items there, or do they need to come in store for certain items? How does that work?
Yes. So we do have just a handful of our best sellers online. So not everything we sell is on our website. So we definitely have a larger selection in store. And we also don't sell like loose diamonds online. So that's something that you would need to come in store. And we just like to be able to show you the diamond and make sure you're picking out the right one and the best one for you.
We're talking with McKinsey with the Diamond Center with locations in Janesville and also Madison on the west side here. Wonderful, wonderful store. I love the kind of the motto too, to just keep it simple. Simply trying to offer the best of everything, but keeping it, keeping those lifetime warranties. Tell us about that. Tell us, because a lot of times people, you know, jewelry is a big purchase for a lot of folks. They want to know that if something goes wrong, that it'll be taken care of. Talk about your policies there.
Yeah. So we do also do repairs, not just for jewelry purchased from our store, but jewelry, any jewelry. We have in-house goldsmiths that can take care of all that kind of repair stuff for you. But with our jewelry that you purchase from our store, it comes with a free lifetime warranty. And what that all includes is if you lose a diamond or a gemstone, we'll replace that for free. If the prongs on your ring are kind of bending or coming loose, we can fix that. If you need to resize your ring, that's covered for free. Any polishing or like rhodium plating, all of that is included in our free lifetime warranty. So that comes with anything that you'll purchase from us.
Wow. That's an incredible warranty, and great to know as a customer that you have that support from the jeweler you're purchasing things from. Now, you have a big selection, but I also know you guys do custom jewelry too. So talk about the process of coming in for a custom piece if people are interested in that.
Yeah, we can do custom pieces. You'll have to come in store and meet with one of our diamond consultants. They're awesome and can do all of that stuff on the computer with you. You'll have to sit down with them, just give them a little bit of inspiration. We'll try and find something in store that's similar so we can kind of build off that. And then they create a computer rendering of the ring. We'll order a wax so that you can kind of see what the ring's going to look like in person before it's made and make sure that it's all perfect. And then once that's approved from you, we go ahead and send it that rendering to get created. And then it's a couple months of a process. So you do need to have the time set aside for that. But yeah, once you get all of that approved and it's good to go, they'll make it. And then you'll have your own custom ring or piece of jewelry.
Now, before we let you go, McKinsey, we've been talking with McKinsey from the Diamond Center. You also have a special promotion for financing right now too. So tell people a little bit about those opportunities for financing.
Yes, we do. Currently right now, until the end of the year, we have 18 months financing, 0% interest, which is awesome. It's a great opportunity to take advantage of, especially if you kind of want to get something now, but then maybe wait until you get your taxes back and can finish paying that off. It's 0% interest, which is great. We also do have a layaway option. So yeah.
And don't forget about the Santa money. It's free money. If you buy something in store, you get money for a future purchase. So that's fantastic. McKinsey, thanks for your time today telling us about the Diamond Center. Enjoy your holidays, and we wish you and the team there all the best.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
That's McKinsey from the Diamond Center. If you're looking for custom jewelry, you can head there. The website, thediamondcenter.com, or locations in Madison and Janesville. Thanks again to all of our sponsors, Easy Office Products, Evolution Financial, and Ula Eyewear. That's it for the show this week. We'll be back next week outside the pizza box. Up next.